Sitka's Pacific High School students returned from winter break yesterday to find one last holiday gift, a new school. For the past 2 years, Pacific High has been housed in the Southeast Alaska Career Center while the Lincoln Street building was remodeled from the ground up. KCAW's Emily Foreman visited the all-new Pacific High the day before students arrived and learned how this state-of-the-art facility has been over a century in the making.
It's the first full week of the new year. Resolutions are fresh, and we're still optimistic that they'll stick. It's a time focused on new beginnings, and Sitka's Pacific High School is honoring that sentiment in a big way with a brand new building.
So here I am. This is the new building.
New building. I know. It looks great, doesn't it? Hard to see on the radio.
Describe it.
Looking from the office, you get this great rotunda, which has this light from the sky coming down in this like scoop. So we have this great space where everybody can meet and gather. That's my favorite spot.
If it sounds quiet for 11:30 a.m. on a Monday, that's because the students are still on break. When I ask Phil Burdick, co-principal of Pacific High, about how the renovation came to fruition, he starts from the beginning, the very beginning, all the way back to the late 1800s.
Education was segregated for a long time in Sitka, and this place that we sit now was a part of that history. This site has gone through many, many incarnations.
Tracking the history is a little murky, but the point is that for well over 100 years, the Lincoln Street site has been dedicated to education. And today's version is worlds away from the original, a one-room, segregated Native training school. Burdick is confident that the current iteration is the best.
So are there ways in which the curriculum will be able to be expanded because of the space?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you look around, every classroom has a door to the outside, which ties into our model that, you know, learning happens out in the community. It doesn't have to happen in the school. So everyone has an opportunity to get out. Everyone has an opportunity to find a quiet space. Everyone has an opportunity to learn in the way in which suits them best.
This building is all about options. For instance, Burdick loves the flex room, a room flanked on either side by large glass doors that lead to two additional classrooms. The doors slide open, transforming what was three separate rooms into a large open space.
My name is Mandy Summer, and I teach English and health.
Summer says that the space is a huge luxury. It's roomy compared to the career center where teachers had to share classrooms. Once Summer started listing the new perks, it was hard to stop.
It's nice to have sinks in our room. I mean, just, you know, I mean, the little things, you know, that you don't really realize. And it's just new, you know. I mean, I have only worked here with the ceiling dripping on me and, you know, moldy tiles above my head. And, you know, I mean, that's the only Pacific I have ever known. So this is really nice.
Hillary Seelin teaches English, history, and government, and really appreciates her large windows overlooking Crescent Harbor.
And, you know, the windows are really lovely. I love all the light in here. I love the color palette in here. I like all the storage.
Look at your view. Like,
I know, right?
How many teachers have this kind of view?
No one.
Rest assured that the Pacific High crew is feeling pretty grateful and optimistic about 2014.
You know, there's a lot of history of education on this site, and we're just sort of the latest and hopefully greatest iteration of what has gone on here.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.